superb event. All credit to everybody involved in it, from the organisers to the marshals to the residents along the route that allow us to put on this spectacle every year, to the guys who put on the show right across the board, from car number one to car 150 plus. Everybody was a superb weekend of rallying, really was.
Let's look at the winners, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. Rory's been waiting 20 years for his fourth international. Gary's just waited three to get his second. And certainly it was a superb drive by the crew to take victory.
A fantastic drive. Like, Gary's always been on the pace. We all know how good a driver is. He's just been through a bad spell of luck for recent times, a wee bit of bad form. Donna was the man on form. Declan Boyle was the unknown because of the new car, and all credit to Declan as well. I think put on a brilliant performance to step into a left-hand drive car for the first time. But going back to Gary, like, he's the guy when the chips are down to produce the big performance. He did it, and all credit to him for it.
And as for Rory, James, he always likes to challenge himself. And was it probably harder this year for them to win it than what Rory has done in his three in the past?
Well, I suppose he's like everyone else now. He's not getting any younger, so the older you get, the bigger the challenge gets too. Like, but rallying changes all the time, and it definitely was a challenge. But, you know, and that's Rory Kennedy. He's done this rally, I don't know how many times. He knows what it takes to win it. He knows what it takes to get round it. And you couldn't have a better man sitting guiding you through Donegal than Rory Kennedy.
Let's move to the national. Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett, all Donegal winners in the national event. The first since Declan and Brian Boyle done it a number of years ago, but it was a big one for them, and it was an emotional one too, given what they'd went through the last year or so.
Absolutely so. Like, a fantastic drive by Manus. He's produced many fantastic drives in the past, and this time he got his just reward. Like, it's fantastic. It's all the... He's been through every roller coaster emotion that goes with motorsport or sport at the highest level. It's a credit to himself, the co-driver of the team, to come back and when he done one of our small rally this year, to step into that car and come to Donegal against the best of the best, do what he did. One of the drives of the rally, like, Donegal at the moment seems to be producing rally drivers the same way as producing GAA footballers, so it's a great time to be involved in rallying, and especially to spectate on it.
And another Donegal man done very well over the weekend was Martin Doherty, winning Group N, and it shows that Donegal is a marathon, and anything can happen over 3 days.
He has to be pleased with that. Like, he definitely shows his experience. A great battle. There was five or six people involved in it. You know, and as we said at the start, and Rory acknowledged this many as a time, is the guy who makes the least mistakes, who wins in the end. We always have talked about the challenge of Donegal, how hard it is over 3 days. And Group N cars are a wee bit different to the other cars. They're more like road cars, so you have to be a little bit more, maybe steady with them. But the pace on the first day was fantastic. All credit to Aidan Ray and Pat Kirk is just amazing. Like, I don't know what he's taken, but we all have to get some of it. You know, they made a fantastic Group N rally of it as well.